This is program number LW2723. Once upon a time, a traveler came near a big city. Hi, this is Larry West. And he asked a man seated by the wayside, "What are the people like in the city ahead?" "How are the people where you came from?" asked the wise old sage. "Oh, they were awful," the traveler said. "Mean, untrustworthy, detestable in all respects. That's, in fact, why I left." "Ah," said the sage, "you'll find them the same in the city ahead." Well, scarcely was the first traveler gone when another stopped by, and he, too, asked about the people in the city ahead. And again the old man asked, "Well, how were the people where you came from?" And that man said, "Oh, they were fine, honest, industrious, generous. I was sorry to have to leave them." The wise old sage responded to him by saying, "So you will find them in the city ahead." The moral? You find what you seek. You know, if you're a grouch, it's because you constantly look for things to gripe about. If you're happy, it's because you look for things that make you happy. I know some people who expect the worst all the time, and if perchance the best comes, they make the worst of it. Know anybody like that? It reminds me of two pessimists I heard that met at a party. Instead of shaking hands, they shook heads. You find what you seek. Three young nurses traveled to Africa to go to work in a hospital filled with lepers not long ago, 420 lepers. A great famine came to their area. Corn had to be rationed, and I mean really rationed. About 5 gallons of corn a day had to be enough for an entire village. Every single grain was precious. In describing what she saw at the leper hospital, one of the nurses said their fingers were gone. They had just stubs for hands. They would squat on the ground where the corn was being rationed and try to pick up with these stubs any kernels spilled in the process of measuring. They even chewed those to try to appease their hunger. Many of the lepers there had been lepers for as long as 18 years. With some, you could hardly identify them as being human anymore. Yet, believe it or not, these three nurses say they can hardly wait to wake up in the morning, you know, in order to get back to work. I mean, they are vibrant people. Now, you might ask, how can they be so happy while surrounded with such suffering? Well, one of them says, "You can't possibly know what a thrill it is to share my life with people who are so desperately in need of help." Now, you know what she's done? She's found what she's been looking for. Though the odds may be against her, though she may be surrounded by heartache and darkness and despair, that's not what she focuses in on. You find what you seek. If you want to suffer, you'll find those people, you'll find those things that will make you unhappy. If you want to be happy, if you want to be full of life, if you want to have reason, I mean really have purpose in life, you find those things you look for. You find what you seek. Got a challenge for you today. Though you may be out of a job, look for the good. You'll find it. Though you may be there in the hospital, lying flat on your back, and you've been there for 10 weeks, 10 months, look for the good. You'll find it. Though you may be struggling in your marriage, though you may have been left all alone and no one in the neighborhood seems to care, though it may seem that you're the one who always gets blamed for things that go wrong, look for the good. There's something good you can focus in on. Look for it. You'll find it. You find what you seek. Seeking and finding, seeking and finding. That's what life is all about. And it's especially true when it comes to God. The Bible says, "Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you." Now, that's not to be taken for granted. Some people think that all you have to do is, when you finally get around to it, seek and knock. But what's involved in the finding is a cross. And what God asks you to do is to commit suicide. Die to yourself. That's seeking. That's knocking. Only then can you find God. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course I'd sure like to send to you. It's free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.